he is much less successful in doing. He often gives the impression of being so infatuated with the mechanics of foreign policy and with the negotiation aspect of foreign policy that he has not succeeded in projecting the deeper things we stand for, and often has created great distrust abroad.
Who, if any, are the men in public life whom you admire, you personally admire and look to for leadership for the United States, Dr. Kissinger?
Well, I must say, first of all, that I'm here as a nonpartisan, that I'm an independent.
Understood.
I don't stand for either party in this. This depends. I've respected Mr. Stevenson in many of his utterances, respected Mr. Acheson in many of his utterances, although I've disagreed with him very much on other things. It's very difficult for a party out of power to prove what it can do.
But there is no Republican who comes readily to your mind in whom you have that confidence that man has an understanding, the understanding that we need to lead us at this time.
I hate to engage in personalities. I think that Mr. Nixon in his public utterances recently has shown awareness of the situation, but I'd rather not deal in personalities if you ask me questions on issues.
Yes, of course we're going to have to. We're going to have to deal in personalities because personalities are leaders, and personalities are the people who eventually have to enunciate the issues. I'm sorry, sir, but our time has run out, and I'm very grateful to you for coming here from Cambridge to spend this half hour with us, Dr. Kissinger. Our survival and freedom, a thorny undertaking at best, become even more difficult to hold on to in the nuclear age. For this reason, we run the danger of seeking easy answers or of despairing that there are any answers at all. Dr. Kissinger has suggested a tough, challenging answer, part of the answer, in limited war. But as he himself has put it, history will not excuse the inadequacy of our response because of the enormity of the challenge.